This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A nationwide FBI investigation into human trafficking found 27 victims in Colorado. Denver Police Lieutenant Aaron Rebitrano says many suspects used addiction and substance abuse to lure their young victims.
Oftentimes, they come from homes that are not functional. Many of them are addicted to illicit narcotics, and this is an angle that the traffickers can use to subject them to exploitation.
The operation included dozens of law enforcement agencies in Colorado. Vail Resorts and the state have agreed to a settlement after some 2 million gallons of hazardous water from snowmaking operations was accidentally released into waterways. CPR's Tina Sieg says the company will pay $275,000 in damages.
A state investigation found valves on the company's snowmaking equipment were left open for several days in September 2021. The water released contained substances harmful to aquatic life in Mill and Gore Creeks in Vail. The majority of the settlement money will be used for a restoration project in the Gore Creek Basin. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Two Catholic preschools are suing the state over being excluded from Colorado's universal preschool program. St. Mary Catholic Parish and St. Bernadette Catholic Parish cannot participate because they give Catholic families priority and they don't allow their teachers, parents, or students to be LGBTQ. Participants in the state's preschool program have to meet the state's non-discrimination requirements. A first in the U.S. law to protect people with medical debt went into effect this month. Here's CPR's John Daly.
1 in 8 Coloradans has medical debt now in collections. Collectively, Colorado residents owe more than $1 billion in medical bills, according to the Colorado Center on Law and Policy. It says those with medical debt make on-time payments at much higher rates than their credit scores would reflect. Credit scores have a big impact on loans, insurance, even job opportunities. State lawmakers passed a law this year requiring credit reporting agencies to remove medical debt from their reports. I'm John Daly, CPR News.